With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. Not that it ever went away, but avian influenza is high in the news cycle again as, amid an ongoing outbreak of bird flu in dairy cows, there's been a third case of H5N1 avian flu confirmed in a dairy worker. Happening simultaneously, the USDA has announced it's taking several additional actions to ensure the health and viability of the nation's livestock and poultry. Now, the agency is adding an additional $824 million in emergency funding from the Commodity Credit Corporation to bolster these efforts. It's also launching a new voluntary H5N1 Dairy Herd Status Pilot Program to give producers what they say are more options to monitor the health of their herds and move cows quickly while providing ongoing testing and expanding the USDA's understanding of the disease. They add that the main benefit for farmers who enroll in this, again, voluntary pilot program is that they can prove their herds are free from H5N1 with results from a National Animal Health Laboratory Network facility. If the herds test negative for three consecutive weeks, farmers will be able to move animals without additional pre-movement testing that's currently required under the federal order. Enrollment is starting this week. I'm Haley Shipp. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag News.